This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. What a fun broadcast today's class is. So Kathy's with us in Ohio. Brett's with us in New York. And we're talking about credit cards. And I asked Brett to hold on. He mentioned tire rack. And before we bought tires directly from the nation's largest tire distributor, we bought tires from Tire Rack, and I always called the same and asked for the same salesperson because he was knowledgeable. His name is Todd, and I've invited Todd to be on the radio with us many, many, many times, and he's declined. He's kind of, maybe he's a little shy, but he really knows tires, and so he's like a career tire person. He really knows the brands, he knows the plies, he knows the ratings, he knows what to look for, he knows value. So you could call Todd and say, hey, Todd, can you help me with the best value? Here's, I would say, look, we live on a dirt road. We have hazards with these sharp rocks that the highway department turns pointy side up. And, what do you recommend? And he would, based on his experience, he would go through the hundreds of different tires and come up with the best value for me. I loved it. Well, one day, I ordered five tires for my 1968 AMX, 1968. So it's an antique. And the reason I bought five is I wanted four matching tires and a matching spare. So I got the five tires, and they're about $57 each. To kind of indicates how long ago this was. $57 each. Okay. So I got the tires, and we have a tire mounting machine. We have a tire machine, and we have a snap-on balancer. So we mount and balance our own tires, and we also do the same thing for the village here. So we mounted and balanced the tires. One of them just wouldn't balance right. No matter what we did, it was constructed such that we couldn't balance it with a reasonable amount of weight. So I called Todd and I said, so Todd got five tires, four of them are great, one of them we're having a problem with. He said, that's sometimes that happens. He didn't say, Vinny, it's you. He said, okay, sometimes that happens. And so he said, let me transfer you to Mary. And I believe her name was Mary, and got transferred to the front office there. And so I explained the situation to Mary. She said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll send a shipping label, and we'll pick it up, and we'll send you a new one. I said, well, hold it, Mary. Let me ask you this. So what's it going to cost for you to pick this thing up? She said, about $25. I said, well, look, I bought four for using on the car, one to have a matching full-size spare. How about you just let me have it, and you save the shipping cost, and just give me the shipping cost as a refund. She said, no problem. We'll give you what it would cost. So I got like the tire for half price. I can't really use it as a real tire because it won't balance properly, but it's a perfect spare, and it cost me around $20-something. It was a great solution. And they didn't shred the tire. It didn't become a waste product because no one else could use it either. So what a great solution. Everybody won. So sometimes you can, have those kinds of discussions. But you have to be believable, and you have to tell the truth, and you can't, appear to be like you're trying to get one over on the company. And I don't. I don't try to cheat companies. So anyway, I wanted to hear your thought about that, Brett, because that was my experience with Tire Rack. I love them. I think, I did not have I've never had a problem with them that wasn't resolved. Back to you, Brett.
Well, unfortunately, I had to go to the Utah State Attorney General's office to get a good resolution, but yeah, eventually they took care of business with me.
Great, great. Brett, I have a quick question for you. Why do you listen to USA Prepares, number one? And second question, what can we do? What can I, Vincent Finale, do to do a better job?
The reason I listen, the reason that I've been a class member for quite a few years is because you have this, just like the extra tire, you know, got it 50% off, you're an out-of-the-box thinker, and I need to hang out with more like-minded individuals.
Isn't that interesting? And you know, our faculty is comprised of out-of-the-box thinkers. And really, except for maybe Bert and Andy.
He's just stuck on that electric car, how efficient it is, right?
Well, I was going to say, except for Bert and Andy, you know, the faculty has found me for the most part. Now, of course, I knew Bert in the 70s and Andy in 1980. But other than knowing them before broadcasting, Kathy found me, found USA Prepares, Gwyneth. Rich, I think his book promoter found me. But I don't go out looking for people. They just seem to think that they think the way we do, and they want to become part of us. Kind of like what you just said, that you like the way we think, and we think a little bit differently. Some people think we're nuts. Actually, they're nuts,
well,
right?
Most people do, yeah. The GDP, right?
GDP, there you go. There you go. And the second question was, what can I, Vincent Finale, do to do a better job? Because I, you know, just like Lee Iacocca said, when he got fired by Ford, he was reading about it. I think he read about it in the Wall Street Journal that Ford fired him. And he took over Chrysler, which was teetering on bankruptcy. Took a dollar's salary and some stock, and he turned the company around. And what a great turnaround. And he said in his commercials, look, we don't want to be the biggest, just the best. And that's the philosophy I have for USA Prepares. I want to be not the biggest for our faculty, but I do want to have us be USA Prepares, be the best at what we do. So what can I do to do a better job?
Overall, I think you're incredible. You have a way of explaining and breaking things down to, you know, to anybody who's not mechanical or doesn't know about electrical or has no knowledge in whatever area you're speaking of. You have an incredible way of breaking things down, like Kathy will maybe mention something or Rich, and you'll say, well, class, that's a, you know, a left-handed, you know, bacon stretcher that, you know, is comprised of this kind of metal and, you know, is about this big and, you know, and you'll go into it briefly, but a brief, almost like a dictionary definition so everybody can understand.
Well, I appreciate that. And something happened this week on the air, and Mrs. Finale happened to be listening to the broadcast. And I mentioned how we at the Finale household, the farmhouse, don't have smart devices. And I mentioned that we don't have, you know, a smart refrigerator with a screen so we can watch TV while we're thinking about what, you know, we might want to be opening the refrigerator door for. We don't have Wi-Fi. We don't have a smart dishwasher. And she took exception to that. She said, you don't have a smart dishwasher? And I realized I put my foot in it because she was referring to Mrs. Finale as being a dishwasher. So I guess I have to be a little more careful. But anything else we can do for you, Brett?
A quick short story. I was in shopping for a weight distribution hitch because I am trying to leave New York State.
And, good for you.
I found the used one. They told me over the telephone that it had had an issue. There's these pockets on this equalizer weight distribution hitch, and they had it rewelded, but for some reason, you know, they popped and everything. So I went and I looked at it. I said, you know what, let me do a little research on this. And I called the company, and I looked it up online first. And I saw that they had changed the design, oddly. And I said, why would you? There's only two reasons you change the design. One is because it's not working properly, and the other is because it's cheaper to build it that way. So I called them up, and I got somebody, and they were like, oh, well, yeah, you can replace those. They're $90 a set, two in a set. And I was like, $90 each, shipping and handling, it's like $235 with tax. I called them up again, got somebody else. Oh, yeah, that's a lifetime warranty. You know, fill out this questionnaire, send us some pictures, and we'll review it. I called them up and said, hey, I sent all that information in like a week and a half ago. Oh, let me look up your case number. Oh, yeah, they're on their way. Free of charge. Lifetime
warranty.
Very
good, very good. Have a short...
that I didn't originally purchase.
Great. Well, I have a short comment about that. So, years ago, I'm talking 40 years ago, in the 70s, I worked at an auto parts store, and I learned how trailer hitches worked, and I learned about companies like Valley Tow and other top-of-the-line brands that we sold. And later on, I learned that you don't have to buy a new hitch. You can buy one at a salvage yard. So for like the last 40 years, I've been buying trailer hitches at the salvage yard. And what I try to do is buy the ones that are factory trailer hitches. So, for example, for a Chrysler, we get one that would come from the factory on a Chrysler. And you can look at different hitch classifications, different strengths, different weight capacities. And what we would do is do the research on the internet, figure out which is the heaviest trailer hitch that you can get that is manufactured as an option when a truck is new, and call the salvage yard and say, this is the one we're looking for. Do you have one of those? So what do they cost? Well, for a Jeep, like $25. I'm talking about a Wrangler. For a full-size Chevrolet, 1500, $50. For a full-size Dodge pickup truck, $50. But you can get the ones that are designed as original equipment or an option for the car when it's new. And they fit and they really work well. And as you mentioned, we have a 1999 Dodge pickup truck. And the factory hitch, we got a recall notice that the welds can crack on the factory hitches. And they're extraordinarily good. And so, just as you said, we got slightly different, but we used the recall and got a new hitch for our 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel pickup, and it has worked for the last, 20 years, no problems. So I like the ones that come from the factory. They're better shaped. They're more expensive to manufacture. They're not just cut tubes of straight steel and welded into different shapes. They generally are more expensive to make because they use heavy presses to bend the pipe, so you can have a round piece of pipe that's curved and just perfect. So those are my thoughts about hitches. Any comments, Brett?
I actually tried to go that way for the distribution hitch that I was looking for, but none of the junkyards in the area had any.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
And
one other thing. If you get one of those bedliners for a pickup truck class, there's two ways to go. Three ways to go. One is to spray it on. I'm not too crazy about that. Second way is a plastic bedliner that kind of drops in place, and it's such great precision in the dimensions that you put it in the hot sun and it'll form fit and it'll just stay there. Then the third is a rubber mat. Rubber mat's great, but it's hard to slide things in and out. The best protection you can get, I believe, is the plastic, one-piece liner. So those are my thoughts. Brett, thank you so much. And they're $50 used.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy in Ohio is with us. We're talking about domestic engineering. Joining us in North Carolina. Margaret, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Kathy. I've gotten off kilter listening to the show because of a continuing health issue you and I talked about a few months ago. It's still not resolved, but we're working towards that with Dr. Norm Shealy's office. But last night, because I've been so behind in listening, I got Sunny Skidmore on my mind. And I Googled, and I found out that she had passed away. So you may have already presented this on your show, and I missed it. But I read her obituary, and I just wanted to let you know that I appreciated her story. I enjoyed when she was coming on after her amputations. I was better able then to listen, you know, on a routine basis. And I just got her on my mind, and I was really saddened to find out she had passed away.
Yeah, Sunny Skidmore class was delightful. She would call the house, and Mrs. Finelli might answer, and they'd chat for a couple minutes, and then Mrs. Finelli would pass the phone to me, and Sunny would just go into a nonstop, maybe half hour, 45 minutes of updates, news, what's happening, what's on her mind. She's brilliant. And she passed away in a class. She was a USA Prepares instructor. And I wanted her to meet Dr. Shealy because Dr. Shealy's wife had passed away. And Sonny and Dr. Shealy, you know, roughly the same age. They're both dynamos, both go-getters, both brilliant, both eloquent, both knowledgeable on so many subjects. And Sonny Skidmore was an owner of a radio station called KLID in AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And she liked USA Prepares so much that she put us on her top time slot, number one, which was drive time in the afternoon. It was the most coveted spot. And she would just call here and talk to me, and she just loved the faculty. And she used to drive around in her red pickup truck. And she would sell advertising for the radio stations. So she would go to local merchants and, you know, sell them ads as the owner of the radio station. So normally there's a, you know, a person that, you know, is in sales, and not at KLID. Sonny did it. And I did a live remote from there, simulcasted on Genesis Communications Network as well as KLID. And Sonny was just fabulous in making all this happen. And we were welcomed, you know, USA Prepares was welcomed at KLID and the whole Poplar Bluff Village. She took me around to meet all kinds of people, and the subway there, the restaurant we ate there. And it was like homecoming, except I didn't know anybody except Sonny. And Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby were there, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And so she was 93, and formerly from Evansville, Illinois. She passed away on August 10th of this year at the Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And she was born in 1929 in Evansville, Indiana. I'm sorry, Illinois, Evansville, Illinois. And she learned to play the fiddle and the guitar, and she could tap dance, and she had a job in banking in the 40s, 1940s, and she became a teacher at a high school, and then on to her music pursuits, where she met some of the greatest of the greats in country music. And she was a disc jockey, and, you know, she's an early female disc jockey, and she knew the performers. And she was just absolutely fabulous, a wonderful, wonderful person. And I'm so sorry to say that she's no longer with us, and she was faculty at USA Prepares. So, Margaret, thank you for mentioning that. And, yes, we did talk about that, and so I just repeated what we had said based on...
Well, I'm sorry I missed it, and I will say this. You know, I'm at the age a lot of my friends were, you know, older. So as they have been passing away, whenever the first time I heard Sonny Skidmore on your show, I was just delighted with her personality, and I had no depth of her remarkable life until I read her obituary, you know. So I thank you for exposing us to her. She did fill a void, and y'all are doing a great show today. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret, in North Carolina.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, introduced a bill to end punishments against unvaccinated members of the military. Blackburn stated that the Preserving the Readiness of Our Armed Forces Act of 2022 would cease the involuntary separation of service members due to their choice not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Blackburn called out the Biden administration's unfair treatment towards unvaccinated service members. Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters, angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody, has killed at least 9 people since the violence erupted over the weekend. Masha Amani was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. Chairman Powell speaks after Fed's hike interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation.
And we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. Oh God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I think it's coming from under the door. And you know, I had it outside for 2 days in the sun. It's not enough. I think it takes a full week. Kathy, I'm talking about Coast soap. I tried it again this morning. I've got the bathroom door closed, the window open. I think it's coming. That scent is so strong. It's the perfect mouse deterrent. Have you tried it?
No, I'll send you mine. It's my fault because I sent you the message. Oh, this is a great price. That's probably why it was a great price.
No, seriously, Kathy. I really like it. This, I think they make Coast soap using the same mold as Dial soap, the Dial gold or the Dial white with the white soap with the blue package. Now, I used to think that, you know, Dial gold was okay until it turned our towels brown. You know, when it seems like the color would come, stay on your skin, you dry the moisture off your skin, and the towels would turn tan. So it's really the Dial gold soap that does it. I'm convinced of that. Now, so the Dial blue package with the, you know, the white bar, 4 ounces that Sam sells, I thought was pretty good. But they were out of stock a lot. And then when you told me about this Coast soap, and it was a 4 ounce bars, $5.99, then you get an 11% rebate from Menards. So I bought 10 packages, and it's really over-scented. There's no question about it. But I think after a year of leaving this soap in the trunks of vehicles, you know, with the trunk open in the barn and under the hoods of the tractors and under the hoods of engines and, you know, in the barn, I think it'll keep the mice away. I'm certain of it. No mouse can stand this. And I think after a year or so, the scent will volatilize and it'll be safe for me to use it as bar soap. But I think it's going to last a year. I really think it's going to last a year. So I bought 10 packages of 16. It's about 30-something cents a bar, you know, with the rebate, which is a wonderful price, right? So it's like, you know, before Biden pricing. It's great, but it really has a strong scent. And so what the plan is to put the ones that I have left over from putting in the barn and around the equipment and under at the edges of the sliding door, you know, for the barn to keep the mice from trying to get into the barn. They're going to smell it. They're going to say that it's not worth it. It's not worth going in that place. Whatever it is, it's not worth it. So it's a great deterrent, but I'm going to put the rest of the bars in a 5-gallon bucket with a lid, hammer the lid down, put the date on it and say, don't open this, you know, and unless you have an emergency. It really, it's, Kathy, I'm not kidding. I think the guy or gal who was in the factory floor, you know, adding the scent to the soap, you know, the base, I think didn't know the difference between one unit and 1,000 units and just said, I think it says 1,000. I think that's what they meant. And it is really overpowering. I think. So, class, here's how you can use it. I mean, if you want to have your own subway car, you know, just bring a few bars with you. And just put it in your bag. And then take them out of the bag. No one's going to sit near you. You'll have more room than any other passenger. I think they might even throw you off a plane if you bring it with you. You know, have it in your pocketbook and bring it in and sit down and open your pocketbook and put this bar of soap on your lap. I think they'll throw you off the plane. It's Kathy, you got to try it and please give me when it's convenient, please try it. I'd love to have a report from you and your husband. You know, maybe you can condense that report. Let us know what you think. But it's unbearable. I'm talking about Coast Classic Scent. And so now Walmart sells 16 4-ounce bars for $23.95. You can get 3 bars for $7.78 on Amazon, but at Menards it's $5.99 for 16 bars, and you get a 11% rebate on top of that. So the price is great, and actually I really like the soap. I really like it. I just can't stand the scent. It has more surfactant in it than Dial. I mean, it will foam up. It will loosen the skin oils. I think it's a fabulous, fabulous soap. And if they really want to do one thing to improve it, make it unscented. And I think it would be a number one soap. I really think so. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, I agree. Vince, I want to bring up a couple things that this is people to be aware when they order things or go shopping. I keep talking about prices when people go to the store. And, okay, here's three recommendations I would say. Write the price down and make sure you have the right price for the right size. Sometimes they put it in the wrong spot. If you have, unfortunately, a cell phone, you can take a picture of it because it's got the date and the time right there if they question you. And you can also grab an ad and, like, circle it and show the cashier. I find mistakes all the time, almost every time I go to the store. So just check everything. And there was a lady that bought two, like a 12-pound pork loin and like a 10-pound. When she got them home, she went to open them up to put them in the freezer, and she said they smelled horrible. She said they were rotten. So when you get things home, open them up and check them. Now, if it's not anything bad, like meat, I mean, you could open up like your potatoes or your bread when you get out to the car and look at it, or a bag of fruit. And if it looks bad, just take it right back right then and exchange it or get your money back. But a lot of people are complaining about rotten produce and moldy bread. And I've had milk lately. It expires 3 or 4 days before the expiration date. So especially here in the summer, I've been taking those big freezer bags and putting the ice packs in there and putting all my milk in there right away as soon as I get into the car, because I'm not sure that if maybe it was sitting out or maybe the coolers aren't as cold as they used to be, but I've had that happen. The other thing, too, Vince, is I was reading yesterday that some people are saying when you go to order things, and I think you probably had this happen on eBay, but some people are complaining of Amazon. They are having counterfeit products on there. Two of them that were mentioned, one was ball canning lids. It said ball canning lids right on there. And when the man opened the box, he said there was no stamp of ball on the lid, and he said the box didn't have the right markings on it. And when he opened it up, he goes, there was all kinds of spelling errors. So he called Amazon and he got his money back. And there was another tool, I think it was called Klein Tools. It was the same way. And when he called the company said that they are getting counterfeit on there. So, you know, the man was saying, make sure that you get the right product and check it. Make sure it's not a knockoff. And which I think was a good advice, he said, if you can find the American tools, even if the older ones on eBay or garage sales or wherever, you know, to buy the better older tools, because even the good ones now are getting knocked off. So that was another one. And the other thing, Vince, is just to really be aware of your prices and check everything, open it up when you get home. Taste it, make sure that everything is okay, because the quality, you and I talked before, the quality is really going down, and the prices are going up. I mean, some people said from week to week, like one guy gave an example of honey. He said 3 weeks ago at his store it was 15. He went back the next week, it was 17. The week after that, it was 20. So it went up 25% in 3 weeks. So, you know, if you know, like, honey lasts forever, and if you can afford it and you can store it, maybe get it if you find a good price. Get three or four of them, or however many you can store. So, you know, that was one that I wanted to mention on that sense. And also, people were complaining about getting, like, prescription glasses. One lady said it took her 4 months to get her glasses in. So, you know, if you need dental work, my husband had that same problem. He had something at the dentist, and two times he went back, they didn't have the metals for it. So it took him 2.5 months, and it should have only taken 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Klein Tools. We have some Klein Tools, and they are considered top of the line. You know, they make a bunch of tools for the electrician's trade. pliers and so forth. And we have some that have worn out, and they're guaranteed for life. But the problem is not everybody sells every model of Klein tools. So it's difficult to find the a place to get it exchanged. Now, if you bring the tool back to, like, you know, hardware store that sells them, they'll give you another one. If you call Klein, they'll say, okay, just send it back and your original receipt. Now, the hardware store doesn't care about the receipt. They'll swap it, you know, item for item. But Klein, the factory, wants the original receipt. Now, how many of you have the original receipt for every tool you bought? That's a problem. So Klein, you know, I used to like them a lot more than I do, but I don't like the company. I don't like their customer service. You know, they're going the way of a lot of other companies, you know, not being so nice to their customers. You know, you think that, you know, lifetime guarantee, you actually think that you have a lifetime guarantee. Well, comma, subject to having your receipt, your original receipt. Not a copy of your receipt, your original receipt. That's a problem. Because sometimes Mrs. Finelli will take a whole bunch of receipts and copy them onto one page. That way we have a copy of the receipt, you know, for the IRS. But we may not have the original receipt. Or if you got a rebate on an item, you know, they want the original receipt. So now you don't have the original receipt. So how do you go back to get the rebate, get the rebate and then have the original receipt? It's an impossibility. So I'm not too crazy about Klein anymore, and I would look personally, because of my telephone experience, the one call I made to them, maybe I got that one person who was a little grumpy, having a bad day, but that made such an impression on me that I don't want to buy their tools anymore. So what we have is we have a container in our shop with some of our broken tools. And, you know, we collect them, and then someday we're hoping that they'll still be manufactured and we can swap them out in person when it's safe to do that. And that could be Craftsman screwdrivers that have worn out tips. Now, when you bought a Craftsman tool and they said lifetime guarantee, they didn't say, well, lifetime unless you wear out the tip. They said lifetime guarantee. Now, when I worked for Sears back in 1971, if someone brought in a screwdriver that had a worn out tip, they got a new screwdriver. I kind of think that that's what they meant. Unless they change the meaning. I don't know. But I've got them. They're too good to throw away, but they're broken or worn out. So what I'm going to do is ultimately bring them back if I can ever find a place to do that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. A couple quick comments, Kathy, before we get into situational awareness. Moldy bread, absolutely true. So, class, make your own bread. Get a bread making machine. You can get a used one, maybe at one of those thrift stores, $15 or so. The cost of making your own bread, all ingredients with the electricity included, used to be about 17 cents a couple years ago. I think it's probably closer to 25 cents now. It's not hard. You can easily make your own bread and get a 25-pound bag of flour, bread flour, some yeast, and you can absolutely do it yourself, and I think you should. That's what we do. That's what Kathy does. Next thing, milk. Kathy, we don't buy milk and haven't bought milk for years. Now, every once in a while our son will do it. I don't know why, but for the most part, I haven't bought it for years. Neither has Mrs. Finelli. We buy powdered milk. It's available at Sam's Club. And it's $21.48 for a bag. Augustin Farms, it's outstanding. I put it into jars, spaghetti sauce jars. You know, tap them to get as much air out as possible. Fill them up to the maximum. Put the date on them. And then in the kitchen cabinet, I'll open up one of those spaghetti jars in the morning. Pour directly from the jar into one of the USA Prepares black coffee mugs. I'll add the coffee that was just made. And it works great. So if the dogs need milk for their food, they'll get a little bit of powdered milk with water. It works great. No need to buy milk. Kathy, any quick comments?
I do the same, Ben. Yep, been making bread for a long time, and it's not hard. One quick tip with the bread is before you use the flour, stir it up, and if you have like a one-cup measuring cup, take a tablespoon or a smaller scoop and scoop it in. Because if you put it in, if you just take your cup and just scoop it in, you get too much, and it can affect your bread. So that is one quick tip on that.
Yeah, what Kathy's saying, class, is the bread recipe is precise. It's not about a cup. It's a cup. And she said how you scoop it in with a tablespoon into your measuring cup. That's how you do it. Otherwise, it'll pack too densely, and your recipe will be off, and you probably won't enjoy the bread as much as you would if you do it exactly according to the recipe. Next thing, Kathy, I used to buy extra sharp cheddar cheese blocks at Sam's Club. They haven't had them for a couple of years now. I believe, I haven't gotten any information from Sam's Club about this, but I believe because it takes longer to age extra sharp as compared to just regular cheddar cheese, plain old sharp cheddar cheese. And it's not as good in my world, but that's all they have. Are you finding that extra sharp cheddar cheese is unobtainium?
This I have not, because I have so much cheese that I bought on sale, and I put it in my food saver bags. And that's another quick tip on that. When you go to put things in your food saver bags, sometimes they don't seal real well. So just make a double seal on it. Put one seal on, let it cool for a second, and put another one on, and it will hold much longer, especially if you're doing higher-priced items like frozen meat and cheese and things like that.
Okay. And situational awareness class, Kathy was going to talk about and teach a little bit about situational awareness, paying attention to what's happening. I have been frosted at these people racing up and down our road while I'm trying to carry hay and move farm equipment, and it's really dangerous. They leave us in a cloud of choking dust, literally. I hate it. So I've been stopping everybody. Everybody that I see down the road, I'll stop them, and I'll say, can you see that dust cloud behind you? Yeah. You know, if you go slower, we won't have that problem. I tell them. I let them know very nicely, and they see that I've got this bulge on the side of my blue jeans, and they know what it is. It's a 45. I'm real polite. I don't point to it. They see it. They know that I am protecting our property. Okay, I don't threaten them. I just say, see that cloud? Boy, it'd be nice if we didn't have to suffer through that. And now everybody, when they see me, they slow down. You know, they might forget, but they slow down when they see me. No kidding. I talk to our neighbors in person, you know, as I see them on the road, since I'm stopping everybody and, you know, welcoming them to the village, you know, inviting them to slow down. And I see some of our neighbors, and I've started a neighborhood watch. And the plan is real simple. We all have each other's phone numbers, and if we see something, we immediately call. We're not talking about 911. We're talking about each other. Everybody's armed here. Everybody wants to protect his property. And by the way, the police are, you know, they're probably okay, but they're just 20 miles away. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince. In talking about situational awareness, my husband taught high-speed driving and defensive, and he said, watch your mirrors, front, side, back. He goes, a lot of people don't watch what's coming, and always stop long enough to get around people, like at a stoplight or stop sign. Don't give yourself a way to get out of an accident or get away if you have to. That's two things real quick.
Wow, this 2 hours went really fast, Kathy. You know what we should do? We should do this again.
Sounds good, then.
How about in a couple of weeks?
Sounds good.
Or, you know, there's some other times that are available. Kathy, it's delightful broadcasting with you, and please thank your husband and your family for allowing you to step away from your duties to be on the air with our class. Thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.